Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Thank you, John.
And we've really had a great day, Ruth.
Oh, it was a fantastic program.
You know, we did have to cut the Christina Liu show, which is coming on now a little bit short, but I mean, she was so gracious, knowing how important
as
all the other stuff was.
Is.
As she always is. But really, with starting with Carmine, you know, with from the Northwell Hospital, Zuckerman. Right?
Zucker Hillside.
Zucker Hillside, excuse me. Zuckerman's the councilman. Mm-hmm. he doesn't own the hospital. But and then to Tom Swazi, who really was apologizing for
very
talking,
impressive.
But really,
very
he knows
impressive.
His stuff, and I'd rather listen to somebody, you know. Yeah. And then ending, of course, with Andrew and Susan and Tracy and Janine. That is, you know, starting with the stress from Carmine, you know, and then Tom's fighting for us on Long Island. But Tracy is the end result of what everybody should be working for.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Guess what? At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Not
it's
the stupidity
humanity.
That goes on.
Humanity.
It's humanity. Thank you. Not what goes on in Washington. And in Washington, actually, with all the stupidity that goes on, there's currently...
It's worse than stupidity. It's dangerous.
I know. There's currently a criminal alien deportation bill going through the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives, bill number 82.
Wow.
I mean, it's like so stupid. You know, when there's good things with number 82 that people should be paying attention to, such as... Victoria?
Christina
Lewis.
Ah!
There we go. Making sure everyone remembers it in 2018.
82 days. My God.
Wow. I
mean, well, we skipped a big chunk
where
there.
Really?
Because I haven't been here.
Yes.
Well, we had three repeat shows.
Yes.
Because of weather and holidays,
right.
Et cetera. So we left, it was in the hundreds.
I know, and I was
we come back,
just
it's double digits.
Waiting home, I had no idea when it was. I was completely at a loss. So
and your mother's
go.
Listening, so
yes.
Now she knows when your birthday's
yes,
going to
right.
be.
That's right. Barbara's writing that down.
Otherwise, she would have forgotten. You know what? The important thing right now, because we are cutting the Christina Liu show short, is updates from
you. Yeah, and I just briefly want to say, I mean, you know, Happy New Year to everyone, and we're glad we're back.
Oh, I
and
didn't
I think
even say the drink.
This show, I'm really making Ruth and John work very hard because we had no old-time radio because we had so many guests today. So you really didn't even get a bathroom break, which is very, very professional of you, too. But, I mean, really, I think today was just a wonderful way to come back into 2018. And, you know, all the speakers are wonderful. And just TRI and the Help at Home program with that, I mean, is just my favorite program that Project Independence does. You know, and I'm fortunate enough to work very closely with them in monitoring the program. And, you know, and I just want to remind people, too, that, you know, to really call and utilize them, because there's little things, you know, whether it's changing a light bulb, things that you might not realize that impacts you living at home. You know, some of these high hats are so high up, and we always tell people don't stand on step stools.
And seniors don't have balance.
Right. And, you know, so, and this is, you know, and you saw firsthand with Tracy how rewarding it is on both ends. You know, he sits there and forms a relationship with uh-huh. the senior, and it's enjoyable. So it's so much more than just changing that light bulb, which
right.
I think is amazing. And every person that does it fills out a survey, and we get it back. And, you know, if there's ever, which rarely there is, an issue, I call Andy directly, and, you know, it's,
oh, really?
It's taken
and you
care
follow
of.
Up?
I
oh,
mean,
okay.
So it's really an amazing program. And I love getting the surveys back because you'll hear these glowing things, and I always send them over to them, too, because it's just an amazing program. And I just want to tell people, too, you know, we've been partnered with them since 2010. They've provided over 1,139 jobs to various seniors in the town, and that's, you know, multiple things. And, you know, it's interesting because
how
you'll
many?
See 1,139.
Wow.
And that's multiple jobs too. You know, that's just the amount of people. But what I always think is astonishing about the program is that you see these seasonal requests come in. So, you know, it's they'll put in your AC and they'll take out your AC.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
they'll help bring
they'll do that too?
Yeah, and that's something, you know, gutter cleaning, I will say, is probably our number one request. On the first floor, they do gutter cleaning. Because that's a major that those come in all the time, you know. But then we have moving heavy objects, you know, because you know there's something in your basement
yep.
you can't bring it. You know, it's like these things, and there's a lot of, you know, changing batteries in the clocks, or, you know, changing the smoke detectors, you know. And then they do those small repair projects as well. But it's just, it's really.
And you call 311.
Exactly. So if you have a request, you can call 311. One of our social workers will call you back. And they'll see what your request is. Then they contact TRI, and there. And you know what's great too is our social worker is in the mix the whole time too. So
right.
You know, there's always, like I said, it's not you're not left on your own. You know, it's really an amazing program, and I just absolutely love it. I think today was just a heartwarming and wonderful way to kick off
the wonderful day.
And this is what it's all about, because I was sitting there saying, you know, these are the things, you know, and just seeing Tracy talk about his blessings and how blessed he is, I was like, this is the perfect way to end the show, and I will gladly give up one of my segments for something like that. But, you know, briefly, I want to remind people that the Pioneer Newsletter, the first one of 2018, should be in homes hopefully next week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is one of my other little babies, so I'm happy that that is out. And
that's how I found out about the co-hosting.
I'm glad, because I put that in there. I'm glad it worked. But this theme, it's all about the wheel of health and this push of integrative health, you know, which our conference had a lot in. So every article is related to something in that, you know, whether it's nutrition tips, different highlights for our human services, social worker and nurse program. We have an article about the adult coloring and brain games programs we've been doing. Of course, there's a little blur about the radio show, because what would the Pioneer be without? Otto Lowe's, who is one of our co-hosts and very involved with Project Independence since the beginning, he has a little, we call him the centerfold, for lack of better words. He has a whole thing where there's tips that he's just, you know, from senior to senior, different things. Otto, you know, is certainly always writing things down, and he just gives tips from his point of view on health and fitness, home and safety, socializing. We also have something about managing stress, which, you know, ties into today, and just a little reminder on different PI programs as well that are coming up. So please stay tuned for that. If you do not get the Pioneer, call 311 or 869-6311, and I'll make sure that you are on the mailing list, because we just won't be able to get it. It's sent over to over like 30, I think now it's close to 40,000 households.
Really?
In Northampton. Wow. Yeah, because we just updated the list, because what's tricky is people are turning 60, you know, every day. So
Tom Swazi was talking about how the seniors are increasing. I think the number is 10,000 people a day turning 60. And that's going to be for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, well, it wasn't confirmed. Somebody told me that the other day in a conversation.
Wow.
But that's just, you know.
No, that's like
when you think about it, there's 330 million, and this is that boom that's, you know.
Absolutely. You know, and keep Project Independence is constantly, you know, and that's what's really wonderful about this program. You know, I know we touched upon it a little bit in the beginning, but, you know, Project Independence is constantly evolving and spreading programs. You know, Swazi had mentioned about. I mean, Carmine had mentioned about technology and seniors, you know, and I remember when I first started with this program, you know, it was really, there was no technology programs. Nobody even wanted to even go there or touch it, you know, and it was just not an interest. But, you know, as the years have gone on, there's more and more and more seniors coming out saying, you know, we want to learn a little bit. So we've had these technology classes we offer now, and, you know, different social groups have evolved, and it's just.
Can you take really a technology class for the second time?
Absolutely, because what's really great about the technology class is, too, what we've learned and from feedback, a lot of times a class on everything is really overwhelming. So what we've been doing is kind of tailoring each class onto a specific thing. So whether it's learning how to Skype or learning how to Facebook or, you know, how to search the internet, whatever it might be. So we find that that's actually been beneficial. And I know we're going to be in 2018 doing more and more of these kind of technology programs as well. So stay tuned. You know, I remind everyone to call 311. I know Ruth attends a lot of our programs, which is great. Ruth, I just also want to give a special shout out to, was part of the Project Independence Players Group.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
I actually have it
on video. I meant to actually, I couldn't send it because it was too large, the file, but I videotaped your performance at the holiday party. It was really fun. And she's not giving credit. It was an amazing, and you know,
Martha Cohen is excellent.
It's a great group of people. They came in, they all had their matching peace shirts on, which already set the tone for it being a wonderful performance.
Matching what?
Peace. Yeah,
okay.
It said peace. And it was just, it was amazing. And everybody, I was looking around the room, was completely engaged. And, you know, they had things from interpretive dancing to poetry readings, you know, to a funny comedy skits were really great. I mean, on the video, you hear me laughing, which is a test.
You have to show it to me. Okay.
It was really a great, great program, and I think it was wonderful. You know, Ruth came, and she attended all the little rehearsals for it.
And I'm a frustrated actor. Yeah. I wanted to be an actor.
I mean, listen,
since
she got a taste of the acting bug from being on the radio and just and segued right into the players. So watch out. Ruth is coming to a theater near you. But, you know, that's just an example of these wonderful programs. And I just also want to shout out to, you know, Martha Cohen and tons of our other, we have these senior volunteers who, you know, facilitate these groups, good, which is great because, you know, Project Independence does a lot of things and it's a small staff. And we're fortunate to have these amazing members in the town that are come to us and say, like, you know, I'm going to start this group, and we give it the go ahead.
Right,
and it's just it's really great because we're able to provide a lot more with it. So it's absolutely wonderful. I want to remind people, too, there's a great program coming on. We're actually going to have this segment on the radio show, too, I think in February.
Okay.
It's Urgent Care versus Emergency Room.
I saw that.
This has come up, I can't even tell you how many times, to me personally and to obviously a lot of our staff members. Because, you know, it's always that question, when do you go to urgent care? When do you go to the emergency room?
I've heard very good things about urgent care.
Yeah.
I haven't had experience.
Well, that's,
myself,
you know, and there's a lot, certain things, you know, are, but I mean, that's something that no matter what age, it's something that comes up. You're not sure exactly which way to go half the time. But this, we're going to have a person coming in who's going to speak at the Port Washington Senior Center on January 16th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And they'll talk about the differences between it and what services are provided at each, which I think is really beneficial for people to attend. Also a great group that's really been booming. I got a bunch of registrations actually while sitting here for the Games People Play group. It's a group that is at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's going to be on January 24th, the next one, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it's really a great group where there's all different games people are doing, and it's a great time to socialize, so we encourage people to come out to that. Our exercise and for balance and strength group is continuing. It's our partner through Winthrop University at the Yes We Can Community Center. It'll be on January 19th and 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I can't stress enough how important fall prevention and balance classes are. So, oh my God, we're
know,
at 30 seconds. Wow.
I just want to remind
people, call 311 for any of these things, and next week I will fill you with even more wonderful events coming up. Yeah.
Terrific. And that's basically it. We had a wonderful first show of the year. I'm so excited. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And next week, please join us for number 75. Have a good weekend, everyone.